a multi-agency project to improve habitat in the Casper Mountain area. Next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman, I'm Ray Hageman. Stay tuned. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department and the Bureau of Land Management Casper Field Office are launching a collaborative habitat restoration project off Circle Drive, a scenic mountain road located just south of Casper, winding through the backside of Casper Mountain and the adjacent Muddy Mountain. The project aims to remove encroaching juniper trees to improve local wildlife habitat and reduce wildfire risks. Historically, natural wildfires kept native junipers from encroaching into sagebrush and grassland ecosystems. Decades of fire suppression have allowed these trees to expand rapidly across the West, crowding out the open sagebrush habitats that mule deer, pronghorn, and sage-grouse rely on. Using historical data to target areas, this project will selectively remove encroaching junipers. Mature junipers also consume massive amounts of water and alter soil chemistry to block other growth. Clearing them can revive dry springs, boost late-season stream flows, and give native plants and wildlife the resources they need to thrive. Additionally, thinning the dense juniper stands will significantly reduce fuel loads, lowering the risk of high-intensity wildfires and protecting nearby communities. Brandon Werner, Casper Wildlife Management Coordinator for the Wyoming Game and Fish, says partnering with the BLM on this project allows us to address habitat degradation at a meaningful scale. He says by removing these encroaching junipers, we are opening up the landscape to encourage the growth of nutritious forage and water resources that our big game herds rely on. He says these projects may seem small, but they're a big win for species like mule deer. Active operations will occur adjacent to Circle Drive in Natrona County on Road 505, just off Wyoming Highway 487, the Medicine Bow Highway. Public land users should expect to see and hear heavy machinery, including masticators and chainsaws, in the project area. While no major road closures are planned, recreationists and hunters are advised to keep a safe distance from active work crews and equipment. This project is scheduled to begin in the coming weeks. Funding and resources for this project represent a shared commitment by both state and federal partners to maintain healthy, resilient public lands in Wyoming. This is phase one of two phases. The second phase will begin in 2027. For more information regarding the project timeline or specific treatment areas, call the Casper Game and Fish Regional Office at 307-473-3400. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.